That's what I mentioned at the beginning of this Mass. We are celebrating today the memorial of St. Thomas Aquinas, the angelic doctor of the Church. A story was told about St. Thomas by one of his brothers in the Dominican order, Brother Dominic of Caserta, who was a sacristan of the Dominican Priory in Naples, where St. Thomas was also residing that time. He recounted that one day he secretly observed St. Thomas praying in front of the icon of the crucified Jesus. And he was surprised to hear a voice coming from the cross. It was the voice of the Lord saying, "You have written well of me. Thomas, what reward do you want for your labors?" And he heard St. Thomas responded immediately, "Nothing except you, O Lord. Non esse te Domini. Nothing except you, O Lord. Nothing except God, nothing without God." This sums up St. Thomas's life and his teaching and gives us the key understanding to his theological insights. God is the first cause of all that exists, all being, all that is good and true and beautiful. And God is the reason there is something rather than nothing in the universe. Without God, there is nothing. That's basically the basic premise where Thomas operated, and the whole theological edifice and his whole philosophical edifice are anchored on this. And this story was bolstered by another story about him. He was asked one time, with all the erudite, scholarly, and intellectual things that you have written, can you summarize them in one sentence? Or can you summarize it? And he responded immediately too. He said, "Exitus reditus." Exitus is the Latin word for exit. Reditus is to return, exiting and returning. And he said, everything exits or comes from God, and everything will go back to him. Meaning from God to God. If you reflect about it, this is really what Christian discipleship is all about. It's all about realizing that we are from God and of God, and our ultimate goal is to find ourselves in the end at the embrace of God forever. From God to God, and everything that we do should always be oriented towards those two poles. And could you imagine how life-changing it is to realize this? Because if I realize that I come from God, then everything that I think of should always be according to His plan. And if I realize that my end goal is God too, then all that I do should always be in the context of, will this lead me to God again? That's really the basic premise of Christian discipleship. From God to God, what we do in between is our collaboration to God's grace. If you recall, in the sacred art, in the way St. Thomas is depicted, St. Thomas is often shown with a sun on his breast, with a sun, the ray of sun, as a symbol of the brilliance of his theology, but also the brilliance of his holiness, shining like a sun to enlighten the entire church. For he is called by numerous popes to be the common doctor. That means the one teacher of us all. And he's one of the, when it comes to the greatest minds of the church, he is way, way, way up there. But as St. Thomas said, and these are his exact words, "The teachers do not communicate wisdom except as ministers." He said that. He serves Christ, whom he calls the teacher of teachers, for he teaches nothing except God because we are all nothing without God. So everything that he did, you know, and we still benefit from them, the whole edifice of Catholic faith, when it comes to its connection to human reason, is really owed to him. Is really all about realizing this basic premise that God should be the first and the end point of everything that we do. Is union with God your ultimate goal? Is union with God our ultimate desire? St. Thomas Aquinas, pray for us.